Blog Talk Radio.
To all of our listeners on today, yes, you are tuned in to Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show with your host, Evangelist Norma Chapman. As always, we are excited and happy to have you joining us on today on this amazing topic that we have for you today. Let's begin with our opening prayer. As always, Father God, we thank you for this great opportunity and blessings to come before you, Father God, asking you once again, Father God, to be with us as we go forward with this show on today, Father God. We pray that, Father God, all of our listeners, Father God, will be blessed in a mighty, mighty way, Father God. We thank you for the listeners that's tuned in on today, and we thank you so much, Father God, for letting us, Father God, go forward once again, Father God, that we may help and bless someone that's out there in radio land, Father God. As always, Father God, we pray that everything that we do and say will be pleasing in your sight and acceptable in your sight. And at the end, Father God, that you may get the glory out of all that's said and done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yes, listeners. Yes, listeners. We are on for only 30 minutes on today. But with the 30 minutes that we have prepared for you, we do have a word from God on today. Those of you who want to study along with this topic on today, which is the time is now. This is it. Yes, the time is now. This is it. I'll be coming from the book of Romans chapter 13, verses 11 through 14. Before we get into the scriptures, I want to thank Mr. Stephen Smith, my good friend out of Tampa, Florida, who's always willing to come on the show with me. He's excited about always talking about the Word of God. And I thank him for joining us on today. We're going to bring him in the studio with us as well. Mr. Smith, how are you today?
Well, I'm doing fine. Thank you very much, Evangelist Norma. I'm glad to be here this fine day. Thank you for inviting me.
Such a short show on today, so we want to get right on into the Word on today. Let me give you a little highlight on what emphasis on what the lesson is about today. The time is now. This is it. Life is moving faster than it ever has been before. The minutes in a day is shorter. Weeks, months, and years are flying by. Have you ever stopped and said, "This is it? My life should be better. My accomplishments should be better." Yes, everything that we're doing in life, we should want to bring about a change in our lives. Time is moving, and the world is changing before our eyes. This is it. It's very important that we begin to realize that time brings about a change. Nothing never remains the same. God is saying to his people, this is it. You need to do better than you've been doing, trusting in me, not in man, looking to me to help you make it through every situation or whatever situation that you're going through, and the world around you, not listening to the world that's around us, not looking at the world that's around us now, but focusing on God and only God and God's word. It is now you should have confidence in me, God is saying. This is a time for you to have confidence in me, not in the world, not in the doctors, not in your family, not in your children, not in nobody but God. This is the time that we should have confidence in knowing God is with us and he will continue to be with us in our lives, not in the things that you cannot change. We cannot concentrate and keep concentrating on things that we cannot change, but we can change our life. We can make a change about some of the things that we're doing in our life that's not pleasing and acceptable to God. I'm so happy today that you are tuning in with us. And as we go forward with the lesson on today, Mr. Smith and I, listeners, remember, you too can join in this awesome conversation by pressing the number one on your phone if you have any questions, comments, or just want to share your thoughts and experience on today's topic. So we're going to go forth with our lesson on today because we have such a short show prepared for you. And we're going to turn our Bibles. If you have your Bibles, please turn with me to the book of Romans, chapter 11, and we're going to begin at the 11th verse. I mean, chapter 11, verses. Give me a minute here. My paper have changed, but I'm going to go right back to it. Listeners, give me 1 minute here. We're going to go right back into it. Verses 11 through 14. That's chapter 13, I'm sorry. Verses 11 through 14. And it reads as thus: "And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed." 12 read as: "The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light." 13 reads: "Let us walk honestly, as in the day, not in rolling and drunkenness, not in champling and wantonness, not in strife and envy. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provisions for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof." See, God is telling us here, the time has been far spent. We don't have as much time as we did have in our life. Some of us are much older now. Some of us is in our early 60s, late 60s, and even our 70s, and some of us are even in our 80s. So time is moving. Time is not standing still. And there's time for us to make a change about our life. Those who have not made a change, those who have not accepted Christ in their life, God is saying to us, this is it. The time is now. Time is right now for you to make up your mind what you're going to do. Either you're for me or you're against me. Either you're going to serve me or you're not going to serve me. We don't have time to be playing church. We don't have time to straddle the fence. We don't have time to be in church, out of church, in church, out of church. We need to make up our mind today. The time is right now. This is it, God is saying to us. With the pandemic going on, financial situations going on, health issues going on, death is all around, this is it. God is saying, this is the time that you should be making up your mind to follow me and be sincere with your walk. Be sincere with whatever you're doing in life. Now is the time. And also he's telling us that the day has been far spent. He says time for you to wake up out of your sleep. You know, begin to walk in the marvelous light. Begin to see God now. Tune into him. Listen to what he's telling us. Begin to have a relationship with God. This is the time, saints of God. This is it. This is it. If you have not made a change about your life out of all that's happening around us today, then it's time for you to talk to somebody that do have a relationship with God and start asking some questions. What is this? What is salvation is all about? Now is the time. So I'm going to yield right here, and I'm going to come back with some more verses on today's topic, and I'm going to let Mr. Smith come in with and do some emphasis on what he had prepared for us. Thank you. Mr. Smith, you're on the air.
Thank you, Evangelist Norma. I'm honored to be here, and I hope everybody is doing very well today. The time is now. I think that we are most certainly experiencing some difficult situations that are going on around us. And I believe that now is the time that we need to put on the armor of God. There is spiritual warfare going on in this world at this moment. And we want to be spiritual warriors. And we want to recognize that sometimes we don't know the answers. I like what Evangelist Norma said. It made me think of a serenity prayer. And I say this when I'm, you know, confused or I'm not sure what to do next. And it's, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Now, I'd like to go to John, if you want to go to your Bibles and open up John 4, verse 23. And it tells us here, Yet a time is coming, and has now come, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in the Spirit and in the truth, for they are the kind of worshippers that the Father seeks. And I believe what they're telling us here, what John is trying to get us to recognize, is that we need to speak our truth, speak the truth of the fact that Jesus Christ died on that cross for us, that through him we have eternal life, and that when we turn our life over to him, that's what the Father is looking for. He wants our true worship and our service. He will guide us through these difficult times. He tells us that he won't give us anything more than we can handle, although sometimes it might feel like we can't handle the situations, but that's the moment that we turn to God and ask him for his strength, and recognizing every difficulty, it is an opportunity to learn and to grow and to become stronger. But the time is now. We need to come together as a united front against the evil that's going on in this world, and shine the light of love, shine the light of the fact that Jesus Christ died for us, that people have the opportunity to be able to have this eternal life and to go on forever and to take their place, their rightful place in God's kingdom. You know, I don't know when the end is near, but what I try and do is to act like every day could be my last day. If I put it off today and wait till tomorrow, tomorrow might never come. So I need to be focused on the present moment now. And then when I focus on the present moment, I'm at the highest level of awareness that's going on. Then I have to recognize that I have a responsibility. That responsibility is to serve God and to share his word with others and to let them know that there is hope, that they are loved, that they're created in the image of God, and that through God, as he is in us and as us and through us, we share that light of love, the message of hope, that things will be okay. Because it's not this existence right here on earth that we're really concerned with. We don't want to make our neighbor happy or our friends or our families truly happy as the priority. The priority that will come, but we put God first, and that's what we worry about, making sure that we have satisfied and done his will in our lives. Everything else will come together for us, and there will be much better people for everyone around us as a result of that. And so that's why I put my number one priority as God, serving him and knowing that the end is coming and that there's no time like the present to make something happen in God's name and in his honor. I hope that this has made a little bit of sense to you. What it is it's a call to action. We need to now, like I said, put that armor of God on. He will protect us. And we need to move forward and share the light and let people know through Jesus Christ, he died on the cross for our sins. He paid the ultimate price for us. So now we can move forward when we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior and go about enjoying our every single day of life that we have left. Thank you, Evangelist Norma, for letting me share that.
Amen, amen. Thank you for the emphasis on that scripture. Listeners, we want to look at 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter now, verses 1 through 13. 2 Corinthians, verses, the first chapter, verses 1 through 13. And in this chapter, they're talking about time and what time is it really is. I mean, you know, we can look at our clocks every day of our lives from hour to hour. We're looking at what time it is, and whatever time we have to do something, we always watch our, making sure that we're looking at our clocks and our watches and making sure that the time has not the time is near for us to go and do whatever we have to do. But have we ever stopped to think about what time is it is in reference to our salvation, in reference to the coming of Christ. What time is it? What time are we living in now? You know, do we have time, like the old folks used to say, do we have time that's ahead for us to get things done and to be, to make sure that we have our lives in order with God, that's pleasing to God? Do we have time to really get it together? And as far as God's timing, God's timing said, in the last days, the Bible speaks of so many things are going to come. I can remember when I was a little girl, and my grandmama used to talk about in time, just keep a living, and the things that I would experience if I keep a living, the things that she were experiencing. I couldn't understand. I couldn't realize what my grandmama was talking about when she said, there's tougher times ahead. Her father used to say, the years that's coming ahead of us is going to be more tougher times lies ahead. I couldn't understand what he was talking about because time was all right with me. You know, everything was going well in my life. I was young, and either I was a child, and I didn't have no worries. But as life began to pass by and age, and I began to age, now I could see what my grandmama was saying when she would be suffering with arthritis pains. And she would say, just keep a living. Baby, just keep a living. And just as she told me, she's dead and gone now, some things that they used to say back in those days, it didn't make any sense. But I tell you, it makes a lot of sense now. We are living in the last days. Time is at hand. We don't know what's going to happen from hour to hour, from day to day. We don't know what lies ahead for us. Is it frightening for us? Is it scary? Well, it would be if you don't have your life that's lined up with God. Of course, if I was out there in the world like I used to be, it would be frightening to me to think about that. You know, I wonder how many of us actually have sat down and thought about what time. We know we're living in some terrible times. We're living in times where there's a lot of killing. The young people don't listen. They don't care about death. They don't care about, they don't have no respect. We're living in the days where everything is fast. Computer, electronics, everything around us is fast. Even years ago, we used to have to cut up our seasoning for our food. We would take a knife, and we had to cut up each one of those seasoning to go into our food. Now all we have to do is just put it in a blender and just hit a button, and the blender would chop it for us. So time brings about a change. Time has brought about a change. So the time is now. In Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, tells us that there's a time and a season for everything under the sun. But did we ever think about we would be living in a pandemic? Did that ever cross your mind as a child, a young woman, or a young man, even in your early adult age? Did this ever cross your mind that one day we would be living in the situation that we're living in? No. No. I can honestly say it never crossed my mind. But I can say this, that it is happening right now. So when last night, the God all week, Lord, you know what to say for Thursday. You haven't given me anything. I haven't prepared a guest for Thursday. What do you want me to say, and what can I say? I don't even have a topic. And last night I was laying down, and God just spoke to me and said, this is it. I said, this is it? That's all, Lord? And I'm supposed to just say, this is it? And I said, it must be something else to go with that, Lord. And he said, the time is now. This is it. This is what I want you to say to my people on tomorrow. This is it, saints of God. We have to get in tune with God. More prayers, more time with God. Learn how to treat each other, love one another. Learn how to come together in unity so we can gain strength. We need strength. We need strength to get through these trying times today. I was looking at Facebook, and my cousin had posted she lost her mother. She said her mother was doing everything, being very cautious about this coronavirus. She would wear her gloves, her mask. She didn't go anywhere. But yet and still, she wound up sick and had to stay in the hospital for 4 days. And she said on the other day, they never thought about their mother. The mother was concerned about how she was doing. And they never thought that their mama was sick. And it never come to mind that she was sick. So when her sister went over to check on her, their mother, they found their mother with a bag that was packed for her to make up her mind whether to go to the hospital to see about herself. But it was too late. She wound up dying. So, we don't know the time. We don't know the minute. We don't know the day. We don't know the hour that God is going to call us home. So if you're going to go over 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, I'm not going to do all of 1 through 13, but we are going to read the first verse there in 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, starting at verse 1, said, when then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. For he said, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I surrounded thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. God is saying to us, today is the day of salvation. He have heard thee in time of accepted. So he's accepting. His arms are stretched wide open. Salvation is here today. Tomorrow, not the next hour, but right now, we need to make up our mind to follow Christ. We need to make up our mind to do everything that we can to come closer and closer to God, have a closer walk with God, have a closer relationship with God. And listeners, I'm kind of hurt on today, because I just booked the show for 30 minutes, but then God had put in my spirit, so you're going to need more than 30 minutes to talk about this is it. And I just couldn't see it on last night that I could be prepared to do an hour unless I was bringing the word on it. But it goes to show you, when God tells us to do something, we must be obedient to God. We must listen to the Spirit of God. We must do what the Spirit is telling us to do. On last night in our women's ministry with the women of Greater Liberty Baptist Church, our first lady, our motto is iron sharpens iron, and she was witnessing to someone that God told her to, whenever God says do something, listen. That's the Spirit of God talking to you. What do I do? Get out of that service and not do what God told me to do. Still book the show for 30 minutes. But with that being said, I want to say that at an acceptable time, the Lord said he listened to us. In a day of salvation, he helped us. Behold, now is acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. And he said, I cannot help but think, if now is accepting time, when is now? And what present moment is the acceptable time? What is, Lord Jesus, what is the acceptable time in our lives to put away foolishness? When is the acceptable time in our lives to realize that you are talking to your people? When is the acceptable time for us to just surrender all to you and say, well, Lord, I want to just live for you. I just want to do everything that you have put in my path for me to do? When is that? When is acceptable time? And I'm talking to someone out there who does not know God, has not received God, don't know how to have a relationship with God. Ask yourself, when is the acceptable time for you to say, the time I'm giving up drugs, I'm giving up gambling, I'm giving up drinking, I'm giving up having adultery, fornication. If you're living in a relationship and not married, now is the time. The Bible said he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. So this is it. Now is the time. Whatever we're doing, whatever it is, and I'm not saying that I'm doing everything right. There is something that I'm doing still. God is waiting for me to give it up and give my total life to him. And I'm not just talking to my listeners on today. I'm also talking to Norma, Evangelist Norma Chapman. And I, like I said, I only have 30 minutes on the show, so I don't want to take up too much time. I'm going to give Mr. Smith more time to come in. If we go over a little bit, Mr. Smith, I try not to go over. But if we have to go over, it would be okay. Now I'm going to turn it back over to you. Maybe you want to say something on 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, verses 1 through 13. Thanks.
That's what I want to just address. Thank you, Evangelist Norma. Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 6:20. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. God wants us to give our entire selves, mind, body, and spirit, over to him so that he can guide us to enlighten others to the journey of sharing the good news that Jesus Christ died for our sins, that we can have eternal life through him. I mentioned earlier, and of course the topic is, the time is now. I'll just kind of repeat myself. The past is really just a memory at this moment. It's not current. The present is called the present, I believe, because it's a gift. The future isn't here yet, so we don't have that. If we live through today, we'll get till tomorrow. But what we need to do is focus on this moment. And the time is now for us to embrace this current conscious moment to share our knowledge of Jesus Christ and the blessings that the Lord has for us for the future with our friends, with people even that we don't even know. I really like this message here. Things are changing. The world is so different, like you said, Evangelist Norma. We're experiencing things that we've never had to experience. What we need to do is join together and unite. That's what's important right here and right now. Unite together, shine that light, shine the light of love, and the love that Jesus had for us by dying on the cross for our sins with others. I want to thank everybody for taking time to listen to us today. We love you. We're praying for you. And I appreciate the opportunity to be here today, Evangelist Norma. Thank you so very much. I enjoy this show, and I always get to learn and grow and share some experiences that I've had. Thank you so very much.
God bless you. It's always a pleasure having you on Faith in Your Fears, Mr. Smith. Before I close out, let's just go over the put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not among flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual weakness in high place. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand the evil days. That's the days that we're going through now, listeners, and having done all to stand. When you've done all that you can do, you have to make sure that we can stand and be confident and have not left nothing out of our lives to where we're not able to stand. And stand, therefore, having your line gripped about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your foot shield with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, paving a way with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching there within with all persevision and supplications for all things. And for me, that others may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bond. Paul said he was in bondage, but he just wanted us to make sure that we have that whole armor of God, that we are dressed with it, that we may be able to stand the days, saints, that we are going through today. God bless you. God keep you. Father God, we just thank you for this another opportunity to, Father God, to just share your word, Father God. Even though it was short, Father God, but it's not about how long or how short it is. But, Father God, I pray that someone out there that was listening, that they would go back and read the verse, Father God, that they would be able, Father God, to connect with you through their spirit with your spirit, Father God, and they may be able to get some more understanding of what I was talking about on today. The time is now. This is it. This is what you told me to give to your people. And, Father God, I obeyed you, Father God. I will be back, and we will discuss it more and more, Father God, when you give me, fill me with more, Father God, that you want me to dish out to your people, Father God. I thank you. I magnify you. I give you all the honor and all the glory. This prayer I lift up in the mighty name of Jesus. Listen, this is the end of the show, and I regret it, but I pray that everyone out there that have an ear, that they listen, that they heard it. And those of you who do not know God, that something that was said in today's lesson, that you may go running, saying, what must I do to be saved? Also, listeners, remember to keep Christ in your life. We're praying for those that are on the ventilators, Father God, that they may come off of it. We're praying for those that are sick with the coronavirus, that you would heal their bodies, Father God. We know that you're a doctor that never lost a patient. Oh, Father God, we're praying for all the sick and the shut-in on today, Father God. We're praying for those who have lost loved ones, Father God, that you would, Father God, go into their rooms, Father God, wipe away the tears, Father God. Oh, Father God, let them know that they can look to the hills, which cometh their help. All of their help comes from you, Father God. We thank you. We praise you. We give you the glory and honor. And listeners, next week, tune back in to Facing Your Fears with your host, yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, where we will be studying some more of God's Word. And then the month of September will be a new season for Facing Your Fears. We'll be coming back with more guests on Facing Your Fears. God bless you. God keep you. I love you. And thank you again for tuning in. Bye-bye now.